It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson, and we're back at it. This is our first school district update. We're going to be talking with administrators throughout the year, and this is with the principal from Carbon High School, Jared Hardy. Principal Hardy, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So let's just dive right into it and get into it. Here we are, school's back in session, 2023-2024 school year, and it's got to be... I would guess it's got to be an exciting time to get the kids back in school and get things rolling again, isn't it?
It is. It's really exciting. You look forward to having a good year, and you look forward to having the kids back, because that's why we got into this business, is to be there and help kids. And so it's a lot funner when they're in the building. So we're excited to get going.
And that kind of leads us into one of the first things that we wanted to talk about. Carbon High School has a new attendance policy. It's not necessarily new. There's just certain aspects to it that, you know, need to be adhered to. And let's read through it and find out what's going on and what those are. Because really what it all boils down to is the fact that, and we've had this conversation many, many times, it's the fact that kids can't learn if they're not in school, right?
Correct, yeah. And we have some new aspects to it, like you said, but we're really trying to go back to holding kids to the same attendance accountability as we did pre-COVID. And so the changes, though, is we want the kids in class. And when they're not in class, they can't get a grade until they're in, you know, they need to be in class to learn, and that's what we want for them. We want them to develop those skills and be able to learn, because that's what our purpose is. We want to help them learn and be successful, both academically and also gaining those skills for future employment. If you can't learn to be on time or be to where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there, it's going to be hard to hold a job. So we want to try and help build those skills in the kids, both academically and employment wise, so they have that chance to do that.
And I'd be willing to guess, and you can tell me if I'm wrong here, that's probably been the biggest, hardest transition and change since everybody's kind of gone back to school, is getting people to understand and realize and accept that, hey, you know what, it's not okay that you're not here today.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, we had to be a little lenient through the COVID years because of a lot of factors nobody can control, but those are kind of behind us now, so we got to get back to where we were.
So that is there. That's available. I'm sure kids have brought the policy home already. It was probably handed out at school, or you could go online and find it and read it and know what's going on as far as the attendance policy is this year.
Yeah, we went over it with the kids before school was out in the springtime. We've got it on our website. There's a button on the left side of the Carbon High website for the attendance office. Has all the details. And we'll go over it with the kids again on Thursday in their advisory classes.
Okay, so there is that. Now, the other thing that is kind of new this year, and there, it sounds like you said that there's been a little bit of confusion with it, is a parking pass for the students.
Yeah, just for being able to tell, you know, if we have somebody not parked in a stall or blocking a bus or something, easily to identify whose it is so we can get it moved. We're just asking the students who drive, come in the office, fill out a paper that has, you know, your name, your license plate number. If you possibly drive multiple cars, you can sign up multiple cars, and we give you a little window hanger. It's free, and you just put it in your window, and there's a number on it that's equated to your name, and that way it's just easier to track of in the parking lot if something needs to be moved or if there's an emergency or anything. We do ask if you lose it and you need a replacement, you know, that you pay for the replacement, but the initial one is free.
And so it's very simple. And plus, with that new parking lot, there's plenty of places to park now.
Yes, we've yet to fill up every spot during the school day. So
there are plenty of places to park up there at the school. And yes, if you're a student and you drive to school, just head on into the office and get you the application filled out for that parking pass. As you said, the first one's free, right?
Yep, it's free, yep.
So there, it's just really to know whose car is whose, and if they need to... you know, have you move your vehicle or something like that. That's the main focus of that. And then finally, wrapping up, and this you had to knock on wood when I asked, but they're still working in the science rooms as kids are going to start school. So they won't be holding class in those science rooms yet, correct?
Correct. So our four science labs are being completely redone. It's really exciting. When they're all done, they'll have brand new equipment, brand new classrooms. So to start the year, Our science lab classrooms will be located in just different areas. We'll have signs on the doors where to go for those classes. But hopefully by November, December-ish, those rooms are done and we're able to move back in there and have some great brand new science classrooms to be able to do a lot of cool experiments.
And that's, and this was the point that you had to knock wood, is when I said, and then the construction is pretty well done, right?
Outside of the science rooms and the trophy cases getting put in, we should be done.
We're back to normal at Carbon High School. Well, Principal Hardy, thank you so much for taking out the time this morning to come in and talk to us. We appreciate it. And I'm going to let you get back to school, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, Castle Country Radio. Radio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.